You know that sound?
It's the sound of health, rejuvenation, smooth skin in certain places.
It's the sound of the Lost Minds podcast coming through your ears. That's what that juiciness was, baby. It might have been all that other stuff as well. But it's ASMR up in here.
Yep. Shots of
cheers.
Emoji.
But he wasn't kidding. We're the healthy podcast up in here. It's the Lost Minds on Health podcast.
Suja.
That's the last thing we are here, dude.
But we are trying to be healthy, though. We usually take shots. If everybody that's been with us from the OG to eras, you've been knowing we've been taking our shots, giving you that ASMR.
Shots of whiskey.
But yeah, we've been trying to be more healthy, too. So we've been taking shots of freaking wheatgrass. But, you know, it's good to mix it up, dude.
It's a little rough. It's like liquid dirt.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's ginger, dude.
It's in there. If you just do it more, you'll become more accustomed to it, and then you'll be, like, more pumped up and ready.
Do you do it every morning?
These? Oh, no. No, I've only do them when you guys usually come here or whatever. So I just have them in there. They come in a box pack of, like, 10 of them. Freaking. Just go to Costco now. It's, like, in there. Be like, yeah, dude, that's what you're in here. Freaking, like, those dinks, dude. Have you seen, like, the freaking dinks? They're, like, it's on TikTok, I guess. It's double income, no kids. And they're like, we do what we want. And they're always like, yeah, we go to Costco and get what we want. It's like, when the fuck can
couples?
You not? Yeah, it's mostly couples. That's what I find funny and shit. Well, when we get kids, they're going to whine and shit like that. So? Buy what the fuck you want anyways. What the fuck?
Right?
Like, I was just like, it's just funny all these trends that come on and shit. But
I'll go in there by myself,
dude.
I have a double income.
Yeah, you're like, I'm working two jobs. Slave away here. He's like,
I'll buy whatever I want.
Goddamn. Hey, that's no joke, though. That's how it goes. Freaking out, since we like to go down rabbit holes and do all kinds of fun stuff. I had a kind of a weird rabbit hole. I watched an interesting video the other day from this YouTube called Truthstream Media. They're pretty interesting. They always do, like, weird video deep dives on stuff.
Tism.
Yeah, they did one on, recently. It was, like, kind of like a real-time Mandela effect. And one of them was, so essentially... Did you guys watch the halftime show just barely with like Alicia Keys, Usher, and all that shit? Did you see like in the halftime show like with Alicia Keys at the beginning? She had a little bit of the like her voice started cracking and stuff, and then she started singing and it warmed up or whatever. Well, now when you watch it on the freaking NFL's official video, it's got like millions of views. All that shit's edited, it's everything's crisp. And so they had AI essentially go through and do it, but nowhere in the description does it say it has been AI edited. And that's where she's like,
it's
interesting.
Proven, though, that it was edited?
Yeah. Yeah, because you can go to, like, the unedited or the live stuff, and then you can see. I mean, we all heard it, so I just brought it up, and we all heard about it and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, it's a little... It sounded like it was embarrassing, but it was right at the beginning. She's warming up. She's like, you know, she has it. Then she gets into it. Of course, she's Alicia Keys, dude. Everybody knows she can sing. Come on. But so it took her a second, and then... But when you go to watch that, it's changed. So now, essentially, if you go watch it, and even... They were saying, like, some of the comments had been, like, no one, and none of the comments have anything to do with Alicia Keys and stuff. But when you go watch it, it's, when everything's clean and edited. And so it's almost like a Mandela effect that had happened, where it's like, hey, we remembered this, but now when you go search it, now it's this, you know? And, like, another one I was even talking about, because we always talk about one of in our old episodes, how, you know, Google, how they lie to you, they don't have the search bank, you know? You go search it, and it tells you how much you search. So you
how much
go,
is available, but it's not actually.
It's like a million number. Something. That shit's fucking gone now. Most of the time, they don't even give you a recommended search. Like, there's this many searches. They're just like, well, here's some searches.
This is all we got.
Yeah, and then before, it used to have, what, the top three. It would be like, sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. Like, okay, skip that. Now, they have this thing where they're mixed in between. So you're like, well, that's fucking
it gets
deceiving,
a little,
you know?
It gets a little wild. Mm. Like, I'm just sitting there trying to find my favorite actress, you know? And I can't.
Yeah, you're like, oh, where is she, dude? You're like, show yourself. I was going to say, oh, wait, hold on a second.
I'm an actor.
Where's your favorite? Oh, there it is. Oh, shit, that's what it was. I was like, oh, your favorite actress. I was like, oh, shit, I couldn't find the sounds. But that's like even with, you think of the glory years, you know, back when, what, 10 years ago? Dude, I don't know if we realized how good we had it. Maybe even older than that, huh? When... Everything was available on the internet, but now it's kind of all kind of getting clumped into certain things where they're like, dude, it's easy. It's all just all right here.
What do you mean?
And then now...
You mean like Google?
Or even with like streaming services and stuff, everything's kind of clean, it's kind of stuck together and stuff, where before it was the Wild West. You could go to streaming. You can go to tube sites. You could go to freaking
download it all. You just got to find, you got to break the freaking bubble of.
The VPN.
No, not the VPN. You just got to like explore a little bit.
And you, well, you have to like, as far as Google searching, like, hey man, I need to find maybe a cool site like that. You won't be able to find those things unless you specifically know those URLs or you've gone. I mean, maybe there are some search engines that would give them up, you know, but like being able to kind of just come across that stuff is pretty much gone. You know, you have to know those exact URLs, which they're still out there, you know, but, mm-hmm. So you can use the internet that like the old school days.
You mean like BitTorrent or something like that?
Dang, even, well, that was a little tricky, like doing downloads and stuff like that.
I felt like that was, as freeing as it was, I felt like it was like a minefield.
BitTorrent? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you didn't know what you were getting.
You didn't know what you were getting. And, like,
if you were good.
Because I remember back in the day, someone's like, oh, dude, you could download Godzilla or whatever. And, all you got to do is look for the 2-hour one, the 2-hour download or whatever. And then you get on there, and there's like 50 of them that are 2-hour downloads. And they're like, well, you just got to get the ones that are 5 stars. You got to get the ones with 1 million downloads. You got to get the one. And then you're like, well, I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at. Because I don't know if anybody remembers back then, like, using IRC.
IRC.
You ever use IRC?
Is that the for games?
It was for gaming.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was like that.
That's how you did it for like.
Let's say you've like found games, yeah.
Clan fights or whatever on too.
Anything like that's how you found 5v5s. You get a different program, you download it, and then you'd have to join a channel, and then in that channel you'd have to type looking for, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And people would be like, yeah, I got something one. For you.
Yeah, and they're like, I got something for you. Click this link.
Click this link, stupid.
Hot MILFs in your area. Dumb,
dumb. Yeah, and you're like, all right. Ding, ding. Special victims unit. You're like, fuck,
we all, you know, and that's where you learn, dude. And then now.
That's where you grow.
Mm-hmm, now you're good, dude. But I don't know.
I think there's like, still that. You just got to get out of that, break out of that freaking, like, bubble that's, because everything's being iPhoned to you. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yep. Fed to you.
But it's being fed to you. So you've got to like, and they're just like putting it in front of you. Like, here's the easy sites. Here's the P-Hub. Here's this. Here's that. It's like, okay, well, I don't want that. I want something else. Well, then you've got to break away from it and you got to like fucking go digging through the shit. You got to get in the IRC. You got to get into those fucking Discords.
Before, remember, like, forums and blogs and all that shit was, like, boom, it was huge. You'd click on a blog, and then you'd find some person that was the actual, like, guy building. It was especially in, like, Reddit for, like, the DIY shit. Uh-huh. You click on it, and then you'd actually find the motherfucker building it. And then just randoms that were more into that shit that who knows, maybe it's friends or whatever, were all commenting on it, where it was a different form sect. Of people, it conformed or out of the form of the people that were in Reddit, and so it was kind of interesting. Where
they still have that, forums for shit like that,
yeah. But dude, maybe it is just for me. I just so easy to kind of almost something. And then even with Twitter, in a sense, because you'd get kind of caught in the threads, and I used to like the threads that you'd get stuck in, but now they kind of got blown up. Where now there's a lot of motherfuckers that spam the shit out of stuff.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, they just hop in there and just ruin it and stuff because they want to get clicks, which, dude, if you're trying to do that stuff, dude, just, like, why?
So, like,
because they want to get the clicks, dude. It's money.
It's like, what? What do you want clicks for, dude?
Yeah, that shit's annoying. You'll be reading a thread on fucking, let's say, skateboarding. And then underneath it will be, like, someone will post a video in the comments of a man saving a dog from a raging river.
Yeah, dude. Stupid, yeah, yeah. You'd be like, what is this?
And then, like, 50 other posts just like that underneath that.
Yeah. So it is funny when you click on that shit, dude.
I'm always rooting for the river.
The river, you're like, hurry, hurry.
Faster, more water.
But it's kind of interesting, too, because normally, too, yeah, because it was interesting. Remember when they had the one thing I liked is you'd Google search something and you'd have the list of stuff and then they had almost like 3 thumbnails. You could view the web page. So you just kind of like hovered over the page, and then I'm not sure if any of it was Google, if it was maybe somebody else, Ask Jeeves or AltaVista.
Mm-hmm. Firefox, I think.
Oh, maybe it was someone cool like that. But
Yahoo.
I like that shit, because most of the time you'd be like, wait a minute, that's not what I'm looking for. And then otherwise you could go like right to that shit, you know? Because I remember seeing so much badass shit that I wanted to fucking
look at,
download and like buy, but I'm like, I'm never going to like give them my information, you know? Because now, kind of the idea of what I'm kind of maybe
that's
going
what
towards.
The nice thing is about, like, Amazon.
Maybe the
like,
one
you
I'm.
You could get on there and be like, for instance, I've been looking at, remember I was telling you about the metal? Like, I wanted to get into, like, smelting metal or whatever. Mm-hmm. And at first I wanted to get one of those freaking, like, a propane one where you, like, hook up a propane tank and you, like, mm-hmm. light it in and, like, heats it up.
Hell yeah.
But then I was looking at them and they have fucking induction ones. They're induction ones. So you just plug them into the fucking wall and it heats it up and you can, like, put metal in there and it melts it.
Damn.
You can get those on Amazon, too.
How much are those?
They're about $150, $200.
That's not a bad idea. Like a
fucking dryer plug.
That, dude, they're, no, they just regular 210. They're freaking
210,
off.
Or fucking
whatever. What is that in the wall? I'm not an electrician.
120.
120.
210. That's
close. Cool. 210. Not,
see, that would the fucking.
It'd be technically be like 240 or 220, but like that would be what Brian's talking about. That would be plugging into like yeah. what a dryer is, dude.
No, you'd be plugging into a wall.
Brian, you're so higher,
dude. I'm an electrician, dude. Need more power?
No.
Go to the dryer.
Not in the dryer. Just right in the regular wall shit. But I mean, it works. But and I didn't even know it was on there. Like, when I was first looking them, what were they, like blast furnaces or furnaces or some shit?
Yeah, that...
Smelters? Forges.
Forge. Oh, yeah, there
so
you go.
So if you just, like, go to Amazon and you type in forge, it brings you the ones that you use with propane. But then if you type in an induction forge, then it brings you those ones up.
So did Amazon mm-hmm. recommend it to you?
No. I was just freaking online, and I'm, like, sitting there. I was on YouTube, and YouTube recommended a bunch of, like, jewelry shit to me. And I was just sitting there looking at it, and this one guy, he's like, if you want to melt these metals, I recommend an induction forge. They're the best. And he was, like, doing it in his, like, kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just put this in here and like, melted it. And cook. I was like, let it cook. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I, like, went
it's
back.
It's fucking cooking.
Mm-hmm. And then I went back, and he's like, it's an induction forge. And I'm like, induction forge. And there it is. And I'm like, holy shit. They fucking sell them. So, like, I think you could, like, if you wanted to purchase something, you could purchase it through the website. You just need to know what the fuck you're looking for.
Well, having Amazon is I will bring that up. I will say that's why sometimes it's, like, funny shitting on Jeff Bezos. Because it is funny. It's like, man, fuck Jeff Bezos, dude. He fucking brought us a website that is a thing you can kind of buy all the shit that you want. And then technically is hosting a place where we can, if you want to buy our shirts, shout out, Lost Mountains, go to Amazon. You can buy a fucking podcast merch over there, you know, be in Little Kind Sweethearts. But you can do that. You can get clothing. You can get whatever. I mean, and then outside of that, they have the books. So they have Audible. They have all that kind of crap. They have... now they do, like, the delivery Prime. Service, yeah, all that shit. Oh, the videos, everything. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, that's kind of a lot of things, and I do use them, and it is kind of nice and has made it essentially more comfortable. Like,
very easy. Yeah. Next day delivery.
Fuck you. Like, I mean, thank you at the same time.
The craziest thing is ordering shit it's on like, a Friday, shit, and it shows up on Saturday. You're mm-hmm. like, fucking...
You're, like, waiting for it on Monday, and it's already there.
Yeah.
Like, or when you were trying to get a mic, remember when we were trying to do some D&D stuff, you're like, I'll get a second mic. Dude, it literally was on what ordered it Sunday, and it came, what, that day or
it
the
came
next
that
day?
Yeah, it was like, that day.
What the fuck?
I went home and it was there waiting for me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're like, what? This is nuts, dude. Yeah, I was actually on a job site where guys were doing that, where the guy was buying material offline and he was getting it through Amazon Prime and he would opt for Flex. So it would come that day and he was asking, hey, if you guys get any material and stuff for the job, you know, he was wanting us to buy it because he was the homeowner, was going to purchase everything. And so I was like, that's kind of interesting. So that's one way,
that's
you know.
Wild.
And fucking was showing up, dude. He was just... They were buying fucking, they bought Flex. It's like a brand over there, too. It's like a brand. They try and use, like, cordless drills and all kinds of whatever. And he bought a stereo. And he's like, this shit, he's like, big-ass stereo thing. He's like, hell yeah. And he's like, this shit looks like it's, he's like, this thing's going to be like an old-school boombox or whatever and all that. Goes, puts it on, dude. And there's this little tiny box that, like, everybody has, like, these little squares that everybody gets, you know. And, dude, it wasn't even half the pound of that thing. He's like, what the hell? He's like, he's like turning the thing up. He's like smacking. He's like, is there like a warm-up process? He's like, is there a governor on it? He's just like, come on. And it was kind of funny. I was like, that is interesting. Some stuff, it is. That's why I really do like having things you can hold and shit.
Yeah, when you're buying it.
So then there's, I guess, the double-edged sword about having that shit too. So you're like, it is nice. It's convenient all in one place. It is that superstore. But it is super nice. Like when we were in freaking Bosnia and wherever, you had to go to certain locations and actually get quality things that certain people specialized in. You're like, oh, it is kind of nice that you specialize in this. Sort of like a department that supposedly is specialized in it. But you're like,
The only thing I've noticed with them lately is they're starting to go the route of like those like Chinese websites where there's like, not knocking on China, but they don't have the best quality shit.
No.
But I've noticed that if you go on Amazon and you type in anything, wool socks, wool sweater, wool hat, skateboard, wool skateboard, anything, It'll always give you the cheapest, shittiest fucking thing first.
You can filter for that, you know?
Well, I know, but that's what sucks is it doesn't give you, like, the good brands first.
Yeah, that...
Unless I've got mine set up wrong.
No, that is kind of a thing because what it is and sometimes you can click on it and they'll even, might even show it on some of them, but it'll say, like, this is a product of a drop shipper, so there might be a delay on it because they're trying to do that because... Those are people when you see the guy that's like, how's your fucking whatever it is, Google, not your Google listing, your CEO or your page listing for whatever they put on there. They put their shit 100% to point, so it comes up first in the searches of Amazon because it's a retailer's store. And essentially it is a drop shipped item, so you're kind of like, damn, you know. But it'll even say it. Usually Amazon will say, like, this is probably affiliate drop ship affiliated or whatever for time because you'll find the same product and it's like $10 more. You're like, what the hell? That's what I find super weird about that shit too. But... I mean, it is kind of nice. I mean,
I don't know. I like buying shit from the Amazon warehouse because then I feel like I'm not buying cheap shit. But I don't know. I tried to like go through it and then I feel kind of like a bad person because I'm like searching for real names. Like, have you ever looked at any of them where they have like company names or whatever? Like, you can click on the filter, and it's, like, company names, and they're, like, Otululoku. Or
yeah, I'll go to, like, company-sponsored pages, and then they'll say, like, all the other merch that they have. So if it's, like, a sunglass one, and I'll see all the other styles they have, I'm like, okay, dude, these aren't too bad. So to shout out one random one I did it with Shades, one was called Panda Brand, and I was like, okay, I'll click on these, dude, and I ended up getting them. They came with freaking all kinds of shit, hard case, a nice, like, soft case, the lens cleaner, all the kind of shit. I was like, damn, they're, like, $20 Shades, you know? And they had all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, man, this is fairly decent, dude.
Probably made by the same people that make the expensive-ass ones, too.
Oh, yeah, freaking, they're like, yeah, they're big. That's what I tell everyone. Like, the Ray-Bans, dude, these are like the, what, the freaking people that make Ray-Bans wear these. Just like, what? It's just like, maybe you could say something like that. Maybe the people, too, at home, are you fucking Amazon users, or do you guys go
Everybody
straight up?
Everybody has Amazon.
So what you're telling me like, no, is, if I'm going to take it back to the beginning, you believe in the Mandela effect, or you think that they've been manipulating everything?
Oh, throughout time and stuff?
Yeah.
I think it maybe has happened by accidents, but I also do think that people remember things by coincidence. Also, too, because, like, one of them, I've seen some of them are just super easy where, what is it, the Star Wars one? Like, Luke, I am your father. Like, that's not one that he says.
Yeah.
He's what does he actually say? He's like, Luke.
Luke. Your
come,
father
and so he says, no.
You can't do that.
I am your father.
Yeah, you can't do that or whatever. You must come here or whatever. I am your father or some shit. There's some other like words.
He's like,
or
no, my father died. And he goes, no. I am your father.
Yeah, that's what it is, huh? And everybody, I think, throughout time, so in Tommy Boy and all these other things, they started using that. We was in the fan. He's like, Luke, I am your father. Everybody used that as. Mm-hmm. As the line throughout pop culture, and then it thus had taken over. So I think that was like certain little misconceptions were pop culture references. It was an easier one. But I do, after seeing stuff like that, it's kind of interesting.
How do you explain the Mandela portion of it? Like the reason it's named Mandela Effect is because of Mandela. How do you explain that? Like, I even remember him dying in like a little like rectangular brown prison cell.
Yeah.
Mandela in his cell?
That's why it's called the Mandela Effect, because he died. Mandela died.
No, I don't remember him dying. I remember him coming out of prison. With all of a sudden, I remember joking about it, too, because all of a sudden it was like, oh, now it's book time, because books were coming.
Because I remember him dying. It was on the news that Mandela died in the prison, and there was a helicopter.
I had no idea how it really started.
There was like a helicopter like flying over, and it was like showing the prison, and it was like a rectangular.
Well, it could have been as easy as they should have said, allegedly, you know?
It could have been.
False information.
Oh, and that's why he was popular, because he was a martyr. He died in prison.
He died, and
I thought he
was like a presidential candidate who died in prison.
I thought, didn't he, like, rerun? That's what was, like, the whole badass thing, too, is he got out of jail and then, like, became, like, president again?
Well, that's what happened in the new version of the, the universe.
That's what they want you to think.
He actually died.
Let's see. I guess I'll pull up the. Should I pull up the Mandela effect first?
What if the Mandela effect is like patches?
It is,
dude. Like, you know, so we're complaining about it, but it's like, it's for the best.
No, we're not complaining about it. We're just noticing it. We're like, dude, something's changed. Like, the UI has changed.
Yeah. Because you're right. Yeah. So it's a Mandela effect. That is a type of memory that occurs when different people have different or incorrect remembrance of certain things. These references are usually can be widespread false memories that people generally tend to have. What a fucking haters up in this.
I know, dude.
Fucking, yeah, dude. It's like, dude, tell me you're on one side or that. I'm just reading it, dude. Like, tell me you're on one side without fucking telling me. Jesus. So then, then it says people who falsely remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison. Memories are not always precise according to these events. Okay, so I can see that. I actually thought he came out and re-hailed. And then I remember all these books coming out.
So you're from a different system software than the rest of us.
I'm mentally
stable.
Instable, yeah. And
it's
who knows?
Fine though if you're from like a newer patch. Because what I think happened to those people is I think they died in that previous patch. So like let's say there's patch, let's say 0.111, right?
Yep.
And Brick somehow unfortunately passed away in that one. And then there was a repatch where now Mandela's alive, and now it's 0.112. But since that, like, butterfly effect kind of got changed, now Brick's alive as well. Mm-hmm. So Brick so he doesn't remember the dying part, whereas the rest of us who were alive during that do remember it.
The best version would be like Jet Li, the one. When how they almost start like taking versions of it when he goes through and starts killing all of them. He doesn't know why. You just get more power or whatever.
Do you feel stronger since the whole Mandela thing happened?
I do. I feel like I'm growing in strength, dude.
You're like, I've noticed a growth.
Powers. In there. So I guess, so he was in jail for 27 years. And then there was the negotiated end of a civil war that had led to, it was some other thing that had him in there. But the new coalition got him out, all this kind of stuff, and then he was reelected through the processors of what the heck is this?
It just
I don't know if it is this number or his on this thing, but yeah, he became it, and then he was in it for for a couple years after that, and then he declined the second version of it, and then he ended up dying because he had AIDS. So
my goodness,
he focused on. No, I don't know if he died from that, but he ended up focusing on HIV and AIDS. That's what he ended up doing his majority of the end of his life on, instead of worrying about going for a second term after. Also, I guess people try to
kill him? Assassination
attempt?
Yeah,
there was an assassination attempt. Mandela acted as a meteor in the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing trial to serve as the Secretary General for the Non-Alliance Movement. Declined second term as a presidential figure. Declined a second term, presidential term. His deputy Taho Magabi succeeded him.
And you're known still as the telling father me of life. That sounds freaking legitimate. He was in prison for 27 years and then comes out and becomes a president.
Well, all the ones I've remembered were weird stuff, like, so it was the Berenstain Bears one, which I could easily see.
Yeah.
The Sinbad Genie one is an interesting one because that one also was pop culture incentivized. So, you know, Sinbad's like, oh, I never did this. I remember him on a TV show that he did, and so he did all kinds of characters.
Yeah.
So I could see where I remember, I'm like, maybe I think he was on a TV show, but I thought I remembered one, but the motherfuckers came out with a fake video where the guy's like, look, I got this shit, and he put it in, and he shows, like, a video of it actually happening, and so they're like, dude, look, see, this actually happened, someone's got a tape of it, but Sinbad and a group of people made a imitated video of it, like a fake one, like, they're like, ooh, look at this, you know, to pretend to be that Shazam movie. So it was all fake. They made a bunch of little, like, even all kinds of weird symbolism about other fake, like, Mandela effects things in there. But so now people are playing on it, and so now there people are fucking with it. So it's like, man, you might even be part of it now regardless. Trolling. But one, I'll shout out another good video of Truth Stream Media, the one that kind
of
got
Wait, somebody actually found a video of the...
It was fake, though. Sinbad made a fake video of it, but it made it look like a real one. And then people started selling fake ones as
Supposedly,
well.
Supposedly, though.
Yeah, they started printing them out and sticking them on the tapes and sending them to people. Not Sinbad. Freaking, what was another? There was one other one, too, that they were doing a lot
Kazam.
Of. Kazam. That. Oh, yeah, that was the one with Shaq, huh? Because there was a couple other ones that are super, super simple that would be like, okay, believable. But, dang, well,
You were saying that you saw another TSM video that hooked you.
TSM? Oh, the... What is it, TSM?
The Truth Stream Media?
Oh, bam. Good freaking... I was like, what the hell does a TSM stand for?
My bad.
Yeah, they did one about CAA. So CAA is a government... It's like how CIA... I think it's what the Central Intelligence Agency, CAA, is the Central Arts Agency, and they're generally focused on media and all that kind of stuff. So it's the government's branch of media, and they're just basically manage all kinds of celebrities and all kinds of different nice. Kinds of people, and they go through a handful of different ones. And so I could easily see that too. And it could be for a number of reasons where they could be like, see, it's a distraction. They want us to do that. So they could be saying they set up distractions. Or there could be things where they just want to edit certain little things out, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, it's a white lie, you know? It's just nothing, just a little thing here, there. Or, and they just want to kind of braze over it or something along that, but.
Glaze over it?
Yeah, kind of just like, oh, yeah, no, it was like with the Alicia Keys thing. Like, ah, it's not really that big of a deal. We'll just throw an AI buffer over the whole thing. Because even people were noticing with a lot of the notes, they're like, man, everything sounds good. So that means the whole video had been AI buffered. That's how they were like, hey, this got it. How they knew it was edited, they heard it, but then when they went through afterwards and they came to the AI conclusion was how everything sounded like it was.
So put yourself in their shoes. If you're the company, right, and you've got this thing and it's a little not good, do you want to fix it and smooth it out?
Touch it up. You're like,
touch it up.
Don't church it up, dirt.
We don't want to be remembered as having a really shitty halftime. Was it halftime or opening?
Hey, I would.
Halftime?
I would put it up and then I'd be like, how do you guys think this compares to Prince? And then let them fucking rip it up, dude. You get more comment traffic, and they can be honest. It was better or not than maybe Prince or Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, but we know some companies people had some aren't iconic the fucking smartest
halftime shows, you know? Look at Creed's freaking, what they did, the Thanksgiving show. That one gets always put up there where it was like, take me higher. And there's like freaking people flying around the stadium on strings and shit, like zipping around.
That was a good one, right?
Fuck yeah, they did a good job, dude. And... people can go through and they should be able to rate theirs, you know, because if some people don't do like that great of it, hey, they don't do that great. It is what it is. Some people crush, some people won't crush. And that's what it was cool about back in the day, what made some like stars. Like that's kind of what made Queen pretty big too. Everyone liked Queen, but during Live Aid, even when you see them in the movie, they're like, they were not past their prime, but they were older, but they came in, fucking rocked the house. Everyone was like, oh, these are iconic. And then they're just like, okay, this all makes... Like, it makes sense, you know?
So
you
are
sound
you,
like how you do, this is...
Are you against becoming robots?
Well, like, I'm against like the Mandela effect, in like, a sense.
We're working our way to merging our consciousnesses together.
Sure.
Because we're trying to make everything easier and better for everybody. So, are you against that? Because I feel like you want to go back to the old days, back to 2000s.
Oh, in there? Well, that's what's kind of interesting, and it threw me off more with this AI thing.
One of us.
Yeah, that's what Google got this, like we're joining in. That's what threw me off with the freaking AI was
they're fucking good.
They took over the arts. So, like, they took over a lot of the software. All that stuff is covered where that whole realm they're coming in and taking over where they couldn't get was into the central of the meat body. So we can create these AI. I think we can make a pretty good sentient AI. But the fact that we're outside of that is hard because they're going to have to put themselves in a meat body that has to move.
Fuck yeah, I'd love to meet a meat body AI.
Dude, even if they had one that needs oil or charging or whatever.
Oh, I'd give her oil. It oil.
When you look at like creatures like us, dude, yeah, we're kind of different.
Outdated?
Dude. No, we're kind of superior in that sense, you know?
What?
We don't have the ability to jump and do these kind of things, but we're almost like... like freaking thrift store piccolos, dude. Like you get you don't heal back our arm, but we get cut. Like a gash will be missing. That shit will fill back in, dude.
They'll get there too.
Maybe.
Have you seen the? I know they have a refixing
Who's gonna build it
for like the military? They have like the things where if they get shot, they can like freaking stick their fucking like fill it in with like glue.
Oh
and
yeah,
it like expands. Now imagine a robot like that. But you like shoot it with a gun and it's like.
Well, it'd be really tricky because what would happen, it would have to be the AI would have to take over. And then let's say what it makes, it takes a 3D printer and it starts printing out parts. And then you have to have something assembles it. And let's say it's in a manufacturing building and it starts actually being able to assemble it. And then it has to like juice up and they send these things out. dude, now it's sensitive. Like, it's a human. Is the robot smart enough? It's going to have to go around and, like, I need oil. Like, oil can essentially, like, bender, you know, goes through and drink
it. Why would it need oil?
Because it's got to run, dude. We need oil in a sense, you know. We, like, we need
fats. Not if
fats.
It can heal itself.
It needs, or need power. It'll need some form of thing, right? We need food and fuel. So, but us with a meat body, in a sense, is a superior being over a metal version of that, because of if it's the batteries, the housings aren't going to work that well. If it's got to be some kind of pump or whatever.
What if it's a fucking run by like a nuclear reactor?
Yeah, if we're getting to like
a mini nuclear reactor,
if we get to where if it turns into like Terminator, like T2, yeah, fucking gelatin, then we got problems. That's when you got problems, okay?
Because well, right now we're in the, I would say we're in the Stone Age. We're further than the Stone Age as far as robots go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But the thing is,
it's definitely Stone Age because we found the fire.
Yeah. I think the robots have found the fire. So they're, and the crazy thing is they move in faster leaps and bounds. Whereas it took us 100,000 years for them to move 100,000
years. You also got to think that's what's in front of us.
Yes, that's what's in front of us.
But think about
it. It's not what's out there. Like,
who knows? The Chinese could have something.
That's like with the AI, how they show in the 1 year, how the AI video where they've been doing the pizza.
The spaghetti.
Yeah. The spaghetti pizza, or the Will Smith spaghetti, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And it, dude, it seriously looks so much better now.
It does.
It's basically almost indescribable.
Dude, I've been looking at some, like, pictures, some AI pictures of, like, gardens and stuff. And,
no, he's like, I was looking at the Taylor Swift one, dude.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and they've been getting better. Like,
dude, I didn't.
That way better. Like, I remember back in the day, what was the prank that you could, or, like, you can wear a finger ring or some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they couldn't prove, but now it's like, dude.
It's essentially, they could easily get around that.
They can easily get around that.
Yeah, I remember seeing that because they were saying, like, there's AI, you know, AI images of Taylor, and basically porno images. I'm like, what the hell?
Let me Google this real quick.
I don't believe this. No, Twitter, because that's what the thing. You have the thread. People are posting it anyways. So you click on it. And, dude, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was surprised because I was like, I could see how she'd be like, what the fuck? Like, that is kind of intense, you know?
I wonder if anybody's ever made one of me.
But it wasn't like, I'll cross in your fingers, like, please, please, please. Oh, they're straight up porn.
That's funny
porn,
you asked that. I don't know if we talked about this last time.
There's no hold barred.
I don't think we did. I saw a question on Reddit that was like, what if you could get, like, a list of all the people who thought of you while they masturbated?
Ooh, that would be a short list.
You never know, dude.
For me, that'd be a short list.
It's like all these people that you like say you were just.
Would you want to have that list? Is the ultimate question.
It's all your neighbors and all their friends.
Yeah.
They're just peeking through the window.
It's like,
watching
it's like Jesus. What the fuck?
It's Jesus.
No, it's like actually Jesus Christ. What the? He's like, his name's like glowing gold embroidered.
It's your dog's name. You're like, what the fuck? They're judging me? Because that was like a funny thing I'd seen that was like some stat. It was like something like 80 or 90% of people. Will masturbate in front of their pets and shit like that. I was like, that's interesting.
They're 80
like,
or 90?
Like a high percentage of people were Jesus like, just imagine Christ. Just beating off. The dog walks in. They're like staring at him. Like, no, I mean, you don't have to go. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, on the Family Guy where Stewie comes walking by and he's like, what does he say? Like, whistle if you like what you see or some shit.
You don't. Just keep on walking.
Yep.
Because normally pets.
You don't keep on walking.
Dude, they're probably confused, dude, because I think usually if you're, like, having normal sex, the pet's like, uh-oh, you know, I think they're picking it up, mm-hmm. the pheromone thing, but if they see you just jerking, they're probably like, wait
you
a second,
hurting.
Something's going on here.
All right, I'll help you. Comes running.
Yeah, because that's, like, the thing with monkeys. They're always like, monkeys jerk off all the time, and it's like monkeys only jerk off and masturbate in captivity. They've never recorded masturbation in the wilderness.
That's because they're clever, dude.
Because they fuck, and they have normal lives, dude, and it's like, yeah, dude.
They're fucking hiding in trees and shit. They're like... You're always like, where's the fucking, there's like a group of like, what, seven monkeys? And you're like, why is there always five of them? It's because two of them are off
jerking each other.
Mm-hmm. <You're> not,
and they're
like, but hey, they're not,
how do you think they mark their territory,
they're not doing
dude?
It to themselves.
No.
You know, they're having someone help them, dude. That's the fucking,
dude.
The old Dutch rudder,
I think
dude,
there's freaking apps you can download nowadays to have a fucking.
The monkey with an app, dude.
That's what's technically, funny. It's what we are. We're monkeys with apps.
Well, bringing the monkeys into it, dude. Imagine, so if you take Boston Dynamics robots, the ones that carry the bags for them, jumping up and down.
Fucking crazy.
Take an army of them and an army of monkeys and lock them in a room to who's going to come out in a, who's going to survive. I bet the monkeys win.
No.
Yeah, because I bet they just maybe run or kind of hide. The things will run out of juice eventually.
No. The monkeys will eventually starve.
Not even, dude. Monkeys will fucking eat each other and drink the blood of the fucking weaker ones.
Eventually
one,
starve. The robots will be able to survive. In the corner.
The, mm-hmm. What did the other robots? The other brother were like, they kill the other robot, take a little bit of the leftover fuel. They're like,
why would they? No, they would just fucking turn off and sit in the corner and wait.
Ooh, go into a meditative state, saving battery mm-hmm. state. The monkey could piss on them, short out its circuits, maybe.
Yeah, they're waterproof.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Good. Good choice. You'd have to be, right?
It's flat ground. Yeah, there's no trees.
Because, of course, with those, it would be trickier. Like, even watching...
My money's on robots, dude.
Well, I remember watching...
I'm saying that right now. My money is on robots.
I would take...
So that way when they take over the world and they listen to all audio ever, they'll listen to this and be like, the robot put the gun in my head.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We'll save this one for sex. You're like, yeah. What?
I'd be like, all right. No, he like gets close to me. He's like, I remember the comment.
Yeah.
Closes the door.
Thanks, buddy.
It's like, it's like that Dane Cook joke.
Thanks for the candy.
Closes the door.
Dude, I was joking about that shit. It would be like fucking Fifth Element and shit. You know when like Lilu wants to watch about the, what? Tell me about humans. And it shows them like going to war and killing each other. And she's like, oh, they're horrible. Why would I save you? Imagine that shit, like, the fucking androids have taken over, and then the little android's like, show me videos of Grandpa, and it's the DARPA ones where they're, like, fucking kicking it and smacking it with sticks so it can't go through the door and shit, and it's like, okay, fuck these humans, dude. Mm-hmm. Fuck them with Grandpa kill like that, all. Dude. Yeah, fuck these boys, dude. Because I'm like, man, they look go back and watch this shit, watching us, like, stress testing them, kicking them and shit, and doing whatever, because, dude, look at what, Robot Wars back in the day, they're running around, jumping around, doing all that shit. You're like, oh, that's crazy. Dude, that's just people making them now, you know?
Giving the name robot to the robots in Robot Wars, that's like us calling rocks humans. Like, they're so primitive, they're not really robots. They're not even the same
category.
Technically
they are, dude. Because wouldn't that be a cyborg?
No, they'd be remote-controlled vehicles, mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a robot, huh?
No.
I got the bot right.
I can see what you mean on there, but the robot, row. What's the definition of robot, huh? Robot, a type of automatic machine that can execute specific tasks with little or no human intervention.
Therefore, that is not a robot.
And with speed and precision. Let's say, should I do a robot?
Because the bots off Robot Wars are not robots, then.
Sentient?
No, they're remote-controlled cars.
Yeah, RC cars with axes on them.
Mm-hmm. And flamethrowers. I'm surprised nobody's put a gun on one, dude.
You can't.
Oh, it's a little
thing. It's got like a 50 cal that just has like little grabbers. And as soon as it grabs it, just boom. Mm-hmm.
Misses, mm-hmm. Hits all six people lined up in the audience.
Yeah. Oof.
Droid? A robot droid?
The price you pay for freedom.
Does droid sound like one? That sounds weird.
Droid would probably be.
So far, the only one the AI, sentient AI, they're trying to say is Megan. But I swear Whitney Megan. Cummins did it before that. And then they made a movie of it. Remember Megan, the movie? Or Megan, or it's like M3GAN or whatever. Let me pull her up.
Where you can buy like basically a Chucky doll. That's a girl that can be your friend.
Yeah. So they made a movie about it. It was like fucking creepy. She's evil. But she was also
that would
part
be a
of,
robot.
Yeah. So that was the right there. So that was supposedly they're trying to say that was one of the first sentient type robots. Where it has a responding AI. But remember Whitney Cummins did it where they tried to have it with her so when it would ask questions, it would respond because it had basically the basic ChatGPT, you know, which was whatever was saved on there.
If we're talking about movies, because that's a movie robot.
That's what it tried to say in the robot thing when I Googled it, so I clicked on it.
No, the first one would be...
Terminator.
No. Yes. But also, what's the fucking... what's the one where he's like... Okay. You need to talk to this girl or whatever to see if she's real. And, like, she ends up tricking them and killing them.
Ex Machina?
Ex Machina.
Oh, like that.
That's a robot.
Oh, dude, I mean, even what is the other one?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we're talking about, like, robots.
Oh, yeah.
Terminator was before
that. Was it Kilroy, dude?
Or what about, is it Kilroy back in the day?
No, it's a robot.
Wasn't there that one that was, like, Kilroy that was, like, half fucking thing and he...
There's also fucking way back in the day, like, Lost in Space.
Damn, I was trying to pull
Danger Will Robinson. Danger.
Yeah, that's a robot.
That's a robot.
It's a brobot.
Robot, dude.
So they're trying to say that Google put a Lambda back into one. So that was in, 2022? But I was trying to see which one was the first sentient AI. But I remember that they'd stopped a couple. What was the other one? What, so
was it Negan off fucking Left for or it was a zombie movie?
Which one?
The Zombie Land?
No, the fucking
Dawn of the Dead.
DayZ?
No,
Shaun of the Dead.
It's a, it was a show.
Oh, Zombieland.
Oh, freaking Dawn of the Dead. Not Dawn of the Dead. Freaking Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yeah, was it Negan, Dead. The fucking dude on there, the bad guy?
Negan.
Oh, it was Negan.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, dude, that's like fucking driving me nuts, man.
I know. There's so many of them now. It's just
Negan.
Like,
okay, it was Negan.
What?
As soon as they showed that guy's face, I just stopped watching.
In there?
Why?
Yeah, that, honestly, dude, that's what got me is when they went through and kind of killed off a handful of characters, and they're like, well, there's some new ones you got to now all of a sudden just magically mm-hmm. like. It's like, bro, dude, six seasons of me enjoying these characters, and now you just kill them off, and now there's a handful more, and they're like, now these are the ones you're enjoying. It's like, I'm good.
Yeah, once you can tell that, like some of the actors are bigger than the show, mm-hmm. they have to, like, kill them off, right, so they can go do their movies that they want
to
do.
And they're trying to
at that point, it's just like, nah, we're good. But Game of Thrones did it right, where right out of the fucking gates, they start killing fools.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was blended good. I wish my only shit on freaking Game of Thrones, probably everybody's, is like...
Not enough boobs.
No, they should have freaking stretched that last season into, like, two seasons, dude. Because they just, like, consolidate, like, the whole... I hated the whole White Walker shit, dude. I mean, how many, all these seasons, they have this whole thing, and then basically happens in, like, one battle, and it, I mean, everything was so climactic, like, even them taking the dragon, all that shit, all of it could get summed up in, like, 30 minutes. Like, what? It was just weird, and then everything was just all in the dead of night, so you see none of it, and there's just the whole thing, I was just like, okay, and then all of a sudden, the queen, she goes all crazy, and then it's just dumb. She's, like, fighting dragons, and then kills the one guy, and then all of a sudden, the guy's, like, hitting her dragons out of nowhere. It's like, bitch, you're flying through the sky. You can see anyone around. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I was like, come on. Like, it just felt like they were like, all right, let's wrap it up. So that's why I felt like, well, like, if we would have pushed that shit out a little bit more.
Yeah, but at that point, like, what is it, 8 seasons into it? 9 seasons?
Yeah, I think they were trying,
like,
to get
the actors
out.
Are...
Probably
yeah,
done.
They're dying. They're
done. And then what's that, like, the girl that learned how to do all the disguises and shit? Like, I was like, all right. All right, here we go. And
Arya
then
Stark.
Basically, they were just like, they summed it up like, bro, dude, like, she was ready. Like, you could, like, run a show off her now, you know? Yeah. But so that was my only, like, gripe on that kind of stuff. But
that's the worst part about it, though, is when the shows get good like that, they end up
you're like, wrapping this spin it, off, wrap it this up. This spinoff, mm-hmm. this spinoff. And then they do it, and you're like, oh, they should have just left it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not going to be as good as it was, right?
That's what I kind of feel
You've
like.
You've got to be a real fan, like, a fangirl over that shit to, like, really enjoy it. If you're just there with, like, oh, I'm just going to watch it on the weekends, you're not going to enjoy it. You've got to really be, you know, fucking have, like, T-shirts of the place, you know what I mean, to like that kind of shit that much.
Yeah. And that's what's good about a lot of shows and writing, though, get you involved with the characters. You know, you kind of get essentially accustomed to them, or you're kind of familiar with them. Like,
start rooting for one.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it's with Breaking Bad. And you're like, what the heck? All of a sudden, you're kind of like, oh, what's going to happen to you know? What's going to happen here, you know? You kind of get involved with the characters. So you're kind of like, oh, shit, that, you know, what's this dumbass doing in a sense, you know? So however they kind of hook, line, and sinker you. But, I mean, that's kind of hard to kind of come by, too, in a lot of those. But, yeah, that is, I'm going to, I guess, going back to the shouting out the people with the Truth Stream Media, dude. I'm shouting them out, and I was shouting them out with the CAA thing. But this is one that's kind of interesting, too, now, because there's, like, all these movies and shit. You're like, oh, I like these, too. But it's kind of funny to see how many of those companies that you like kind of are run by CAA. So, like, the Mark Wahlberg, a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of like, man, is that, like, a thing where they wanted pop culture to be ran? So one of them that's interesting is where Charles Manson, and that's a book I'm going to recommend called Chaos, is basically how the CIA was trying to fund him so that he can go and try and upthrow the music industry and trying to get rid of the moms
infiltrate
and pops.
It.
And, yeah, and trying to screw all that shit up. Well, people think they're kind of still doing that with that when people – believe that with, like, NWA, that essentially they did that so that it would promote a criminal background. Like, so they'd be like, hey.
Yeah, can you say what that is? What is NWA?
It's
just say it out loud. Like, can you just word for word it?
Hold on a second. Do I have the beep? I could probably find the beep, huh? Yeah, it's, no, just kidding. Oh, it's low, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I was going to do that one. But, yeah, they believe, and people said that they kind of, were forced, or they were a lot of these different people at that time were propped up, you know. So with Def Jam Records is one of those people that are in that thing, where all those people under there were.
That makes perfect sense with all the shit that's going on right now with Puff Daddy.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, dude. When that is coming up, is like
which I called it a long time ago, dude. Just to throw that out there, dude. I was like, Puff Daddy killed Biggie Smalls,
oh, yeah,
and he killed Tupac.
Yeah, especially with all that shit.
Biggie Smalls' ultimate goal was to do what Puff Daddy was doing, and he could have done what Puff Daddy is doing way better.
Oh, I think so, too.
But
and that was even Suge Knight and all them always talking about that, trying to be all up in the videos, trying to be doing all this shit, you know? So it's kind of interesting how that kind of shit runs, because if you look into that, that's an interesting one, too, where in a sense where they were like, hey, this is fine, and they kind of let it go on, and people will say that they wanted to allow to popularize being a criminal or kind of to make it look cool, to make it seem like something to do, to fill prison systems, you know, to help people.
Want to be a criminal.
Well, and what's going on with the Puff Daddy thing, just to clear it up, he's basically doing the same,
but pretty
same
damn
thing
hard
Epstein
evidence.
Did. It's like getting people, like newcomers, into his area, and then he makes them do something embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
But promises everything.
Like Epsteindom.
Yep.
Epstein of the hip-hop game.
Yep.
Even though guy was saying he has, like, so he's essentially has tapes. So he's essentially, or allegedly, got all these tapes of people. So different rappers and shit, and that's how he's getting them. He'd be, the one guy was saying, he busted out a thing, was saying, oh, I got videos of this guy, and he showed him videos of some rapper they took his name out, and rapper they took his name out, and I think they said it was Meek Mills is what they're thinking is the one rapper they found, allegedly. And then I can't remember the other one of him, like, having sex with some, like, white dude. So he's like, see, dude, a lot of your black brothers have sex with white men. And he's like, nah, I don't think I need to. I think, like, they even tried to say, like, allegedly The Game and all these people to try and, he was trying to get them to do it so he could film them and be like, got your ass. Mm-hmm. Now I got your ass, dude. Now you got to do a track with me. Now you're going to let me get, like, fucking 20% on that, you know?
But it's also, like, they'll blow you up.
Yeah. And don't worry, dude,
that's
you're going to be
fucking wild, dude, that people do that kind of shit.
Yeah, it works.
What is it called?
Entrapment?
Blackmail.
Mm-hmm. What about? Never mind.
It's easy when you're not a creative person. He's probably not very creative. He can't make music. And then you got someone that pops up that's just making all these beats and everything and doing all this stuff. And you just be like, perfect. Hijack. And you take all that, what they're doing, and then you kind of essentially attach your name to it. And then now you get creative attachments when it's like, bro, you're not even creative. You did none of that. You know? It's like with Biggie. It's like, you did none of that. You did none of that. And he's like, oh, no, I was a producer. I was up in here. No. But
that seems evil, dude.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people are.
Like, almost demonically evil.
That's
how. Do you think demons are real?
Well, that's also part of it, too. There's a lot of people that are in on that part of that, is that they think that shit's essentially demonic in its sense, too. But, I mean,
one thing I wanted to shout out,
even Kanye West was talking about,
was the Sean Ryan show. Have you guys ever watched that? Mm-mm. He's like ex-military dude. But he had Ben Carson on. Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
He's a black dude, really smart.
Ben Carson.
Sean Ryan.
I think that was, that's his name. But I was listening to him, me and Erica were last night, and he was talking about, like, Project Avatar.
Okay. The Airbender?
No, like Avatar the movie.
Like sentient, like going into your body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So they've already made it so
that's wild.
If you're sitting in one room and another homie's sitting in another room and you have your eyes blindfolded and you have a remote control on your PlayStation, right? The other person in the other room is watching the screen. They can make it so your mind can control, can go into the other dude's mind and move the control and play the game. And they have it documented already.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, I do that when I'm playing Counter-Strike, dude. Well, I'm like, you're going to walk around this corner and I'm going to get you. And they do that and they're like, how'd you know I was going to come around the corner? I'm like, because I told you to do it.
Like, I'm in your mind.
But that's,
I'm in
it's
your
a mind. Really good I'm episode. Your
mind. That's what a trip, listen to.
And he, like, goes into how, like, basically, how, like, the whole world was made and how the pyramids came about and all that shit. All
right. What is this called? I've got like five.
Sean Ryan show. It's the Ben Carson episode.
Good shout out.
It's really good. Like, once you listen to that, you will have your mind open.
I'll check that shit out.
It's on YouTube.
Because that's interesting what did he call it?
What did he call what? Project Avatar?
Avatar, yes.
Yeah, so no, that's what it's legitimately called.
Well, that's what the project is actually called? Because that's Avatar. What, I can't remember and what the
already
project.
Done, they've already put a chimpanzee's brain into a computer to run programs. And they've done a few things too. They say, like he was saying that they pretty much can clone someone and have your mind go into that, like your other body.
Oh, well, because there's a project, and I don't think it's that one, but it's essentially remote viewing where people would essentially, like, oh, yeah, they just meditate in places somewhere. Mm.
He also has one, a dude that, two episodes later, that dude, not soldier, but he was the first ever fucking, what is it
remote
called?
Viewer?
Remote viewer for the government.
I've See, been, that's one that's dude. But that one, dude, randomly people will also be like, we want more information, we want more information. The government's been doing this. And they're like, yeah.
And we that's what he was saying. Super weird. It was he attended a conference in Denver
that gave up
has
on that
like
one
everybody's
quick.
Technologies or whatever. And they, like, it's a who's who meeting of all the people, you know? And they were talking about how their technology is 300, at least 300 years advanced than what's out in the public now.
Damn.
So that's why when you guys are saying all this shit about AI, it's like,
it's already here.
Yeah, you don't, like, they've already.
Fuck, dude. If there's an AI fucking babe out there, I'm
Billy
here.
Carson.
I'm waiting
not
for
Ben
you.
Carson. Oh, Billy Carson.
Get me
sorry,
I'll check
to ascend.
I'll check
Billy Carson.
Out.
I'll do
like,
it.
I want to ascend. Well, hey, man, that's what you.
I get a package.
And he
in
talks
my door.
About the emerald tablets, the same shit that Cat Williams talked on Joe
oh,
Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
But he explains it way better than Cat Williams does because Cat Williams.
That was a great episode.
Probably heard him talk about it or something. Yeah. That is interesting.
It's really good. It's a really good episode. It will open your eyes, and it's, yeah.
Open your eyes, people. This is my.
But he, like, provides sources and shit, so whatever.
Yeah, and my shout-out is, dude, open your eyes, people. look for the cross duct tape on your windows.
What do you mean? Is that, what does that mean? I mean, tapes your windows, dude? You got to watch out for that shit?
No, that's just that's it's just an X-Files thing.
Oh, in there?
Yeah, they're like
stupid.
Yeah. It's so that way they know that they're there.
Before, with the AI thing is, because this is one of the things I guess we'll kind of tail end with all that stuff is I've been also, you see a lot of the videos on TikTok of kids and shit that are maybe 18 to 26 where they're like crying and essentially like, why do I have to go to work or I have to do this? Yeah. The society thing. Or even people now, they'll kind of be like, man, I don't want to do this. I want to do this. You know, I just want to go live my life. I just want to live and just relax, you know. Mm. Why do I got to be doing this? And it's kind of interesting because that's like, well, you essentially that's the game of society, right? You want to play the game of society, you got to play the game, and so this is what you got to do. But if you didn't want to, you could easily go live in the woods, you know, and then and then you're playing a whole different game of survival in a sense, you know. So these kids like, yeah, you can go live in the woods. But would you do that shit, like especially with the AI? Because that's where you'd have to get to. As long as they're not hunting your ass down and shit like that. Because, I mean, that would be the thing is – we're going to get to the point where they're going to be bouncing around us in that, but would it, or would you be able to freaking either just step out where you're not going to be anywhere in contact with them and you're not going to be touched, or just be fully living around with them, you know, kind of looking at what's that show with Will Smith. There was
I know what you're talking about
with the drones.
With the white drones.
And they're like having this battle of like, they're like, don't worry, dude, you know, because they're war. What the heck is it? I am robot. I am robot. Oh. Hey, look, there you go. He's proven the robot thing, right? Because I am robot.
I
or essentially robot.
Robot.
But no, like that.
This one?
Like, I wonder if we get to that point, you know? Because it's going to be
that Billy
whole...
Carson?
Oh, is it Billy Carson? I don't know.
Billy Carson.
Because, yeah, do you think we'll get to that point first? You'll stay in there and try and argue with that? Or are you going Carson. In the woods, dude?
Oh, John McMoneagle, CIA's Project Stargate, episode 95. That's the one with the remote viewer guy.
Project Stargate's dude. Remote viewing government called it. Yeah. How trippy is that one, dude? Because Stargate, that's one that I was like, you see all the stuff about it and it's in tons of different things. I'm like, that's one for sure I know is. And the second I see a Stargate, dude, possibilities are endless, dude.
Well, and it just makes sense, though, because like if you think of the movie Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, just, yeah, they go into the body and that
just makes
it's
sense.
Like, oh,
dude.
Shit. Yeah.
I don't know if I've said it before, but like I've recommended a specific channel on YouTube called The Y-Files. Mm-hmm. I think I've said it a couple times, and if it's one of those channels that if you want to get into this stuff that isn't like too deep, like going into that rabbit hole, the Y-Files explains all of that shit.
Yeah.
And the dude at the very end of every episode tries to debunk it, like genuinely tries to debunk it and like goes through and finds sources and files and documents and all that shit, trying to debunk everything. And there was a couple, there was one episode where he talks about the Stargate stuff and everything in there. Like there's one, there's an episode where he talks about the Lone Star Tick, the Stargate thing, projection viewing, like all that kind of crazy shit. And it's every Thursday he does like a live video where he picks a new subject and there's like thousands of people in there and they... And he's going through it and he's doing his little video. And then afterwards they do an AMA kind of thing, talk about the subject. and people can do like super donations or whatever and ask questions. Mm-hmm. That's how they kind of make their money. And then he'll answer questions.
Do you debate people and stuff on it?
No, there's no debating. There's like, he'll like pick a topic, like let's just say like the Anunnaki or whatever. And he'll throw out all the everything about the Anunnaki. And then at the very end, he'll try to debunk it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's kind of interesting.
Like with all the facts, like this is.
I like that. I would like it if he did a space where they would have like debating and stuff. Because that's one of the flat earth things. There's a lot of flat earthers. A lot of people don't want to debate a flat earther. And a lot of flat earth people that do get in debates, I think they're good at it because they'll like kind of argue irrelevant shit sometimes. You're like, mm-hmm. okay, come on. You know, there's better stuff. But it's kind of nice because then you see the fallacies, if there are any, they kind of crumble themselves.
Right.
Like, oh, dude, here we go.
Well, like on this show.
You're putting them to a challenge, I guess, you know.
Like, for instance, like what he does is like he will, he'll go and give you all the facts about like the moon landing, for instance. Like, moon landing happened on this day, this. One of the orbiters, they shot like the lower half at the moon after setting up seismic like measuring tools on the moon. And then they shot like basically like a rocket at the moon to see how much of an impact it would have. And the moon rang for like 3 hours. That's Hello, a man. Fact.
That's wild,
that
dude.
Happened. And then at the very end, he's like, well, their description, their reason why is they think there's either volcanic tunnels in the moon from like a past, you know, in the past when the moon was actually active. So it left volcanic tunnels because we do have that on Earth. But they don't know why it would, you know, vibrate. And then he goes, and the actual fact is why we left the moon is because they found something there. That's why we haven't been back.
Billy Carson explains why. He says there's people up there still.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, either there's full-on bases or we've never been there.
They've been communicating back and forth with like some hydrogen sort of communication system to the moon every week.
It was like the Tesla thing. You know, everything was in waves.
They've gone to space. So why would they keep doing that if there's nothing up there?
Yeah.
It's a distance thing.
But it's a communications. It's not about like...
Right, but a communication can be just a ping, like how far away is the moon from the Earth? How far away is the moon from the Earth?
So you just talk to the moon instead of just like sending...
It's a ping. It's like ding, ding, ding,
ding. I mean, they could essentially do it like fiber optics. So you could do it as a freaking ray of light.
Yeah, you can just...
Like fiber optic, you know?
But what if it's not as accurate as that way of measuring
it? It's
true,
you'd be a little more accurate, but... It's interesting. See, this was funny because we're just like coming up with shit. I feel like off the top of our dome.
Yeah.
But that's why I have a problem with like NASA and scientists is like,
can you send it to me?
Sure.
I'm looking and I'm like, I'm coming up with weird videos.
You're just Sean
Ryan. I'm like, dude, why is she taking it there?
He also talks about hydrogen, like, well, how the pyramids were a source of power because they'd run water underneath, because all right, let me take it back to the Nile River. So the Nile River,
yes! The Nile dude, River, we're finally here.
Used to go underneath the fucking Pyramid of Giza, right?
Yep.
And the reason why it doesn't anymore is because militarily, someone burnt the path. Like if you go to a section of the Nile River where it would branch off to go towards the Giza Pyramid, mm-hmm. you can literally reach your hand in the sand and pull out globs of glass. And in order to get globs of glass, you have to fucking burn
super
that
bitch. So it's really like nuked or something.
So someone diverted the power going to the plant, right? So when the water would go underneath, the base of the pyramid is made of something that vibrates when the water goes underneath and it makes ions shoot up into rods. And the rods would like send the electricity through the pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they have those special things, like just randomly obelisks is what he called them. And they had to like... electricity coming out.
I knew it. I ain't fucking crazy, baby.
In there. And they also use wormholes to like go from, and that's, oh, this is a good one. So they talked about the Bosnian pyramid,
okay.
The pyramid of the sun.
Mm. Hey, we were there. We touched it with our dicks. With our hands.
The same person. Like however you call him, he had homies and he taught his homies how to build the pyramids, and he sent his homies to go build them elsewhere. And the same dude who built the Sun Pyramid in Bosnia had the wormhole to go to the one in Mexico.
Okay. I'd seen that too. That's what's interesting about that pyramid, and then like the one that's the one with the temple of that's in Mexico. I forgot what the heck is the Aztec one. They have the exact same base. So the base is the exact same, even though the top isn't all the same. So it could have been knocked down or whatever. But everything's the same sizing. That was what's crazy about that shit. Huh? It was the same sizing.
The reason why it like caught me.
That is odd.
Like it caught me off guard when he said that was because me and Admir were talking a while back about how Bosnian and Mexican is like they share a cultural history from a long time ago,
dude. It's funny as fuck, dude. So it makes sense,
like if the language was one way there, and then the dude had to go somewhere else and speak kind of the same language, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That sort of shit. Just listen to that episode; it's really good.
It's so funny, dude. Yeah, me and him were talking about it, and he's like, dude, have you ever listened to the fucking Mexican-Bosnian music? And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like from like the 30s. Mm-hmm. For some fucking reason.
They speak Bosnian?
They speak Bosnian, but they sing
Mexican.
Mexican.
And it's in Bosnian?
It's in Bosnian. Mm-hmm. And they're wearing like sombreros and shit.
Do you know why? Because they were probably Nazis and they escaped to South America.
No, they're living over there, dude. Oh,
dude, that's what happened. No,
they're living over there.
Yeah, because they were exiled from where they were staying, bro.
Before Nazis.
No. They're living over there. They're not living in Mexico.
Oh, they're staying over there?
The culture moved over there.
Oh, so the Mexicans had to leave from the Mexican-American War. They're the ones
running. Dude, the culture was like the same. It was fucking weird.
Yeah. That is wild, yeah.
Yeah, we were looking at it and I'm like, that's so fucking weird. I'm sitting there listening to the music and everything about it is speaking Mexican to me. Like everything about it. But I'm understanding it in Bosnian. It's fucking weird, dude.
But it was speaking Bosnian?
Yeah.
Interesting shit.
So you couldn't understand it?
He can't understand it. I can understand it.
No, I can get the feeling of it.
Yeah.
Like, I get the vibes.
I'm just like, oh.
I know you almost should play it. Yeah.
It's freaking weird, dude. I don't even remember.
We can send the people off with it, dude. Send them with the freaking. That's a Mandela. Or would that be not even a Mandela effect? That's a freaking.
Oh, and he was saying how, like, if you take a fucking map of the highest magnetic energy coming out of the earth, it would go to, like, all the landmarks, right? So, like, Stonehenge.
Okay.
All that shit.
It's interesting.
It's pretty cool. It's interesting.
I've heard people talk about that. The little, each zone's kind of got, like, an energy set up where everyone's just, like, there's kind of a buzz here. There's something going on, a vibe or something.
Yeah.
I'll check that shit out.
Really interesting, dude.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, we send you down some rabbit holes. It might be a little bit of homework, but, you know, that's what you get here at the Lost Minds Podcast. We like to, you know, keep you busy. You know, you need a little bit of time to fill up some waiting in line or doing whatever. Pop in the podcast. We got you here because we're going to give you something that'll make you, you know.
Hard.
Yeah, check more stuff out. Get your curiosity going, hopefully. So, if you liked it or if you didn't like it, let us know because, yeah, maybe we could start reading your comments and maybe crack people up or whatnot. But, yeah, thanks for, let's see if Admir finds a song, we'll send him off with.
I can't see it for some fucking reason.
We'll have to pull it up, let some people deep dive on it. Was it a Mandela effect?
Yeah, it's gone.
Was it AI, it's dude? Gone, Admir, dude. Like, searched
it. Scrubbed it.
Editor, like, AI. Oh, my God, yeah, dude, that's how they change in history right there, dude. You're like, I swear it happened, dude. And then all of a sudden you watch the Y files, and he, like, pulls them up online. He's like, I'm not seeing anything around here regarding the files. And you're like, I touched it. Dude, because maybe.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, if I remember something else Billy Carson said about how the pyramids are doing it, right, with the water underneath. The United States government has Navy ships that run off the same thing. So they don't have to come back for gas. They just stay out in the sea, right?
Oh, that's wild.
So he was saying that, mark his words, that in 10 years there'll be cars running off of water.
I believe it, dude.
I wish there were, dude.
And he says the only reason why is because someone is going to be brave enough to open source it like Elon Musk did with the batteries.
Mm.
So then why would they have to kill you if everybody can do it, right? Just do it better.
That's what everyone always hears. So open source,
like,
the code.
Ford does it once they come out and they're like, yo, we got the Focus.
It's true.
What's Tesla going to do? You better sell your stocks. So what are you going to buy, an electric car that runs off of oil? Someone's got to power the power plants.
Oh, maybe unless you go to Dune. You're on the dunes, dude. And you can't, got no water, dude. You can't drive.
Get a sandworm.
Yeah, dude. You're going to have to get the electricity, dude. Zzz, vibrations only. Just vibrating through the sand, dude. The guy's like, you're good. Come on in, dude. One we gotta fucking go to is fun. I want to see Dune 2.
Keep your eye on Nancy Pelosi when she starts investing into water stuff.
Yeah, then you'll know.
That's when you can sell your Tesla stock.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. It's true. You know, you got to know when to fold them and you got to know when to hold them. So
get them on there. Can you find it, Adi?
I think so. I don't know which one of these is good, though. Let's go with this one.
Hey, that's checks out to me, dude.
Is that a Brown song or a Bosnian song?
I could say this kid, I could see this being like somebody that like just has a trumpet.
That's Bosnian.
Dude, so you're maybe the Bosnians made this music before and then a lot of the Mexicans stole their style, dude.
The bond between Mexico and Bosnia.
I can feel that, yeah.
You know?
I can see that, dude. That's pretty good. When is the date on that? Let me see. Is this recent?
It was like fucking 2012.
I know they're like 12. Huh? They're just like a modern day. Hey,
like, that's the cover.
Millie Laborde. What does that say? 1364, dude. That so almost funny. Looks... I don't know what to think about that. I like it, though, and I believe
it.
I'll take it, dude.
Freaking weird, dude.
We'll look into it. The guy looks oddly young.
He's dead now.
You're like, they murdered him. Fucking the cartel's like, do you know what you just said? It's like watching those videos. You see those guys that are like, I forgot his name, but the one dude that's like singing and they hand him like a death note while he's singing. That one's a wild video. He's like, what the hell? He's like sweating and shit because he's like basically like, we got you, motherfucker. After this, you're dead. And they like hand it because they were going to kill him then, but he happened to be performing because they finally tracked him down at that location. So it's like,
Chelino.
Is that his name? That was a wild thing, dude. That was real life, too. And they had that video where they got the note passing of it. And later on, after that, he was murdered. But that's a crazy rabbit hole, too.
That's fucking wild, dude.
We always like give you a little murder mystery here, too. Sometimes we get into all kinds of pop culture, entertainment, all that bullshit. But fucking, he ain't joking, dude. The Mexican-Bosnian revolution is here, dude.
I genuinely...
They have tunnels. They're going to unite, dude.
I genuinely push people to the Y-Files. It is... It's not, like, super serious. It's not crazy, but they don't feed you with shit. Like, he's not feeding you with just, like, clickbait kind of shit. It's all, like, actually...
Gotta get him hooked.
Like, the one he's trying to do right now, I think they've been doing research on it, is the Anunnaki. Because, like, he's got this, like, stupid little CGI goldfish that, like, is, like heckles him through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of supposed to be, like, a comedic relief kind of thing. Yeah. And the goldfish is like super hardcore tinfoil hat, like flat earth kind of shit. So the fish is like almost like the devil on his shoulder, like, we gotta fucking dig deep, dude. And he keeps asking him about the Anunnaki. So he's working on an episode, but it's just so deep because it's like you get the Knights Templar in there, the fucking Masons this shit, you know what I mean?
Which the Masons are the truest.
That's an interesting way to go about it. That's how CoffeeZilla kind of does it. He has like that bartender. Mm-hmm. He kind of like pretends like it's an AI one. Then I'm pretty sure he just puts it in there, but it makes it for, I guess, a form of dialogue when you're doing it, I guess. It's interesting.
So, yeah, I'd recommend the Y-Files to anybody who wants to get into the crazy shit but doesn't want to go digging too deep because it's kind of just served to you on a silver platter.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. We got
nice.
This is food right. What is this one? We have to call this one. It's interesting podcast. We'll call this freaking getting a little taste out the Zipple, baby. Can I have some Zipple? Yeah, we gave you some Zipple, dude. You guys are all feeling good, dude. Hopefully you guys are going to be rocking the merch, and maybe you'll be sipping on the coffee, dude. Should check how we're doing on that. Maybe see if anybody bought through the coffee link, dude. I mean, it's a lot more fruity stuff. I mean, it's not too bad in that, so it's a lot more flavorful stuff like that.
I mean,
that's
you got a freaking... escape room coming up. You can take some of that free stuff with you.
Could go over there, dude. It might be interesting, dude. So, yeah, come back for that, dude. And also, we got the D&D stuff. Going to try and drop them probably on the Fridays and stuff instead. So they're going to be in addition to, you know. So if you're hearing the D&D will be sprinkled in between the regular OG podcast, but it should be marked as such. And, of course, we're going to be telling you, hopefully. But, you know, I'm sure if you're listening to these and you like it, you'll probably like that shit, too. So
hell, yeah. See you guys next week.
Peace out.